This is the Composer's Datebook for April 11th. I'm John Burge. In 1996, the American composer George T. Walker Jr. became the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for music. That was for his Lilacs, a setting for soprano and orchestra of Walt Whitman's poem, When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed, an elegy for the assassinated Abraham Lincoln. Walker died in the summer of 2018 at the age of 96, leaving behind a substantial body of music, from solo piano and organ to chamber works and orchestral scores, including five pieces he titled Sinfonias. His fifth and last sinfonia, which he subtitled Visions, was inspired by the 2015 hate crime shootings at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, and exists in two versions. One version includes elusive, enigmatic spoken texts and a video that includes a photo of the Port of Charleston at its conclusion. The other version is purely instrumental. Sadly, although it was completed in 2016, and despite Walker's stature and fame, he found no American orchestra able to schedule it for a performance during his lifetime. A recording of Sinfonia 5 was made under the composer's supervision in 2018, but its public premiere by the Seattle Symphony occurred posthumously, on today's date in 2019. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.